Why do clients choose you over someone else who would maybe give them 3 to 5 different solutions?
Yeah, so a lot of that's positioning my own brand. So I've really positioned myself by telling people, like, this is my proven method. This is what I do. And by doing that, I've positioned myself as a creative expert rather than just a designer for hire that they can tell, like, oh, I want you to create like a pink logo with a circle icon and like somebody to tell what to do rather than to come to me for my creative expertise and for me to guide them through the process and really choose the best solution for their brand. So I found that people value my expertise, my experience, and are willing to like just kind of hand it over to me and say, like, we trust you, rather than me being like, oh, okay, this is what I was thinking. What do you think? Like, maybe you can decide, you know, just kind of gets into that higher level positioning and expert level that people are well that people value and are willing to pay more for, and then are also willing to just like hand it off to you.
Welcome to the Profitable Graphic Designer Podcast. I'm Katie Sandel, a brand strategist, designer, and the CEO of a successful six-figure design agency. I teach brand, graphic, and web designers how to get more clients, increase their pricing, and build profitable design businesses in a simple and sustainable way. We have online programs, courses, and templates that you can use, as well as our coaching and mastermind high-touch experience for creatives. You can find out more about starting and growing your design business at aventiveacademy.com. But until then, grab a cup of coffee and join me in today's podcast episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome. Today, we have a guest on the show, and her name is Haley. She's a graphic designer that I discovered on Instagram when I came across one of her reels where she shares insights about the one concept method. And this is something that I practice and begin implementing after being in the design field for about like 3 to 4 years. And it's something that significantly improved my business. So I wanted to bring her on to discuss the differences between offering just one design concept to clients versus providing 2 to 3 options for them to choose from. So to start, I will ask Haley to introduce herself and tell us who she is, what she does, and a little bit about herself.
Hi, yeah, thanks for having me. My name is Haley Fetters. I'm the founder of Studio Seaside. I'm based in Southern California, Santa Barbara area, and I have been designing for over 10 years. I've had my studio for 8 of those. And over the years, I've definitely had some like learning processes that or learning moments that have helped me kind of be able to really reassess my design process and streamline it as much as possible. And so the one concept method is a way that I've found to be able to do that. A little bit about me. I have 2 kids. I have just got a new dog. Her name's Kiwi. And yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, thank you. So as mentioned, I found you through your Instagram and loved to talk about the one concept method. Can you tell us what exactly is the one concept method and how does it differ from offering multiple design concepts to clients?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I talk about it, and when I talk about it in this podcast, it'll be in reference to my branding process. So creating brand identity for clients. But that's not to say that it can't be applied to web design process or really any creative process. And so the industry standard for the most part is when a designer will create 3, 6, even more concepts or ideas that they're sending to the client, designing them, sending them off, and letting the client kind of choose which one they like best. And that works sometimes, especially when you're a new designer and you're not confident in the design that you're creating. But as you start to get better at your job and you're really confident in the solution that you can provide to clients, it's a really, really big energy time suck to create more than one concept. And it also doesn't give you the opportunity to really provide that best solution to the client by letting them pick. So with the one concept method, you're only delivering one concept to the client. You're creating it out in its entirety, and then you're refining from there based off of feedback and edits from the client.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you for the explanation. I used to offer as many logo designs as possible because I thought that by providing 7, 8, sometimes even 10, 15, I mean, crazy, right? different logo design concepts, I thought that I will be able to charge more to increase the value of what I'm providing to the client. And it was just like too much, because then clients would not just like pick and choose, but they would create their own designs. They would tell me, oh, I love the typography of, you know, logo design number one and colors from number three and the icon from number seven. And then when you put that all together, it just looks like a mess.
Yeah, it looks like a Frankenstein creation that doesn't really serve the purpose of the initial brief or the problem that you're trying to solve to begin with. So yeah, that was one of the reasons that one of the many reasons that I decided to like switch over. Another really big reason was that I found that providing more than one option led to just kind of like endless design changes. And I found that by implementing the one concept method in my process, oftentimes my revisions are zero. And if they are needed, that's totally fine. I allow up to three changes. So yeah, it gets rid of the Frankenstein mix and matching logo, but then it also really significantly reduces revisions.
Yeah. And how and when did you exactly decide to switch to one concept method versus offering like multiple choices for clients to choose from?
Yeah. So it's been a few years now. I remember the first project I did it with, I was sitting down to like begin the design process. And I was like, I know exactly what I want to do here. And I can't just force myself to come up with three other ideas. So I was like, I'm going to try it. I hadn't really fleshed out a specific process yet. I had, you know, it's not my original idea. A lot of other designers do it. And so I'd heard about it and I've been wanting to try it. And so for that particular project, me and the client really vibed really well. I knew that she trusted me. So I decided to just kind of take it and go for it with that particular project. And there was no changes. Like right away, the first time I tried it, she had no changes. One slight color tweak she wanted to see. And then she ended up just going with the original idea that I had anyways. So that was a few years ago. And then from there, I never did three options again. But I did have some learning moments where I realized like, okay, I need to really streamline this process and be very, very open and communicate it with my clients from the start, which was something that I learned along the way to be able to have it be even more successful in my process.
Yeah. And how do clients typically like respond to the one concept approach? Do they understand it? Do they prefer it? Do they know that they will get one logo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's a great question. One of the like main points that you need to focus on when using this concept or this method is to be very, very open and communicate with your clients like from the start. So in a lot of my content that I put out, I talk about this method. On my website, I talk about using the one concept method. On the discovery call that I have with my clients, I let them know like, hey, this is my process. We only deliver one concept. In the project proposal that we send out, I outline even more about the one concept method. And then in the contract that they sign prior to beginning design, they are approving that they like understand that I'm using the one concept method. So they're very well informed. I have found that as I've shifted my content towards fellow designers and kind of educating designers, and I've talked a lot about the one concept method, clients will come to me specifically because I use this method. And so, yeah, being very open with communication and upfront from the beginning is crucial for success. And then I have found, like I said, people have come to me specifically for it. So there shouldn't be any surprises with this method.
Yeah. And for anyone who's listening this, a designer who maybe still offers like 3, 5 or, you know, more concepts than one, if they're wondering and thinking, why would a client choose them over someone who offers more solutions? What would you tell them? Like, why do clients choose you over someone else who would maybe give them 3 to 5 different solutions?
Yeah. So a lot of that's positioning my own brand. So I've really positioned myself by telling people, like, this is my proven method. This is what I do. And by doing that, I've positioned myself as a creative expert rather than just a designer for hire that they can tell, like, oh, I want you to create like a pink logo with a circle icon and like somebody to tell what to do rather than to come to me for my creative expertise and for me to guide them through the process and really choose the best solution for their brand. So I found that people value my expertise, my experience, and are willing to like just kind of hand it over to me and say, like, we trust you, rather than me being like, oh, okay, this is what I was thinking. What do you think? Like, maybe you can decide, you know, just kind of gets into that higher level positioning and expert level that people are that people value and are willing to pay more for, and then are also willing to just like hand it off to you.
Yeah, I love that. And what happens if they don't like the presented design? Like if your clients simply say, hey, I'm sorry, but that's not it. Like, how do you know what exactly to present to them? Like, do you then, I know you mentioned you work on revisions, you offer or you allow up to 3 revisions. But do you, if they say that they don't like it, would you design something completely new, something completely different? Like, how would that go?
Yeah. So that's, I think that's probably like the most frequently asked question that I get. And when using this method, like it's very step-by-step orientated, like you have to follow this step in order for the next step to go well. And so one of the really important steps in the process is the brand foundation. And so what we do is we have a strategy session where we're talking about their ideal client, their position in the market, their core values, as well as their creative direction. And so this is all before design begins. And the creative direction, we'll talk about colors, typography, any sort of design style that they want. We'll include like pictures of their ideal clients, just like the overall vibe of the brand. And we'll send that to them and they'll have to approve, look at it and approve it before beginning design. So once we move into that design phase, they have a pretty good idea of what they're going to get. Like there won't be any big surprises once they see the concept, as long as I'm doing my job and translating that creative direction properly. And so that is a really important step for reducing any surprises and any like big changes when they see the design and they're like, oh, whoa, this was nothing like what we had in mind. Because by the time you get to that design phase, you should both have a pretty clear understanding of like what's coming next. But that's not to say that it doesn't happen. Like I have had people say like, oh, this isn't quite right. Or like, for example, I was doing an interior designer. We went through the creative process, the branding foundation, the creative direction. Like she agreed with everything. We both were kind of on the same page. And then she saw it. She was like, oh, you know what? I realized like this color isn't quite right, or it doesn't quite feel right. And the typography choice like doesn't feel quite me. And so we still, basically what I did is I created another creative direction or just like a mood board of the changes that she wanted to see prior to making the changes. And so I was like, okay, we're going to change the font. We're going to change the color. We're still kind of keeping the overall form. And then what we ended up with for the second round of changes, it was a pretty new concept, but some of the core elements were still there. And she was like, okay, yeah, that's right. And so it does happen. And basically what I do is I kind of come back to having them approve changes that are going to come up, having them see again, like a creative direction, and then making sure that we have approval before beginning design. And that I found is what really reduces the revisions, is just being on the same page about like what's coming next, what I'm going to actually design before sitting down and designing it.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that brand strategy helps a lot. I mean, I feel like maybe this one concept method wouldn't work as well if you were not the one doing the brand strategy.
Yeah.
Do you think that designers can do one concept method or even like multiple concept methods if they don't do a brand strategy? Do you think that all the designers need to do the brand strategy?
I mean, I think every design needs to be, there needs to be research and information informing the design. Like I actually don't consider myself a brand strategist. The brand foundation portion that I do, I feel like is like the minimum that you need to do in order to create like any design really. I think a brand strategist goes way deeper. They're creating the story and writing the content for the client. And like, that's just not what I do. I'm a designer. But that being said, like in any design process, like first you need to start with research, and then you need to like really dive into like the meaning of the design, and the, you know, the colors need to be chosen based on like what feeling you want to invoke. So there's a lot of research that goes into any design that you create that is really just like a bare minimum that should be done when creating a brand identity.
Yeah. And do you think that the questionnaire would be helpful, or designers shouldn't just send a questionnaire to their clients and they should, you know, try to at least do the basics of a brand strategy?
Yeah. So I kind of do both. I think that I don't think that there's any like right or wrong way to do things. I think, yes, there are steps that need to be taken, but like you can do those steps differently depending on who you are. And I think it also depends on the client also. Like some people love to fill out questionnaires. Some people want to chat about it. Some people want to send you examples. So it's about like reading that client as well. And so, yeah, I don't think that there's like a right or wrong answer to no, don't do a questionnaire. But I think that at least you need to get on a call or send a questionnaire or have them send you as much information as possible so that you can start with something. Like you can't just start blind and say like, oh, here's the concept with like no backing for it at all. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I still remember when I was, so I started a long time ago. I'm mm-hmm. now 32. I started when I was 15. That's the only thing I've ever done in my life, basically, mm-hmm. just being a designer. But I remember in the past before, I don't know, like maybe, I think I started doing brand strategy like 7 to 8 years ago. But prior to that, I would send like a quick questionnaire to my clients, and it would be very confusing and overwhelming for both of us mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. first of all, they're not designers. They can't imagine, they can't picture their future brands. They might like, oh, I love this pink, without them realizing that we're actually not designing a brand for them, but mm-hmm. for their ideal clients. And
exactly.
then I would get a bunch of answers that wouldn't make sense. mm-hmm. And then I would have to like follow up, or I would start creating something. And then that's when I would create more and more concepts, because I wasn't sure exactly mm-hmm. what they want. Versus yeah. now, when we have the brand strategy in place, I'm like, okay, so this concept is going to be either typography only, or it's going to have, you know, like an icon, or it's going to be emblem or whatever it is. And then what style and what is exactly that's going to fit the brand like vibe.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Versus yeah. in the past, just like guessing mm-hmm. and, you know, sending questionnaires just never worked for me because clients simply don't know how to answer it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. I feel the same way too about like mood boards. I know some designers have their clients create their mood board or like send a Pinterest board. And I mean, like I said, whatever works for you and your process. But for me, I found that that's not the designer, that's not the client's job. And they don't know how to source like the right inspiration for what they're like trying to portray. And I found that like if I do have clients create their own mood board or Pinterest board, it's just like a hot mess. It's like
yeah,
all
exactly.
the things, you know? Yeah.
It's almost like giving them the creative direction.
Exactly. Yeah. Like that's not their job.
Exactly. It's funny that you mentioned that because just the other day I went for lunch with my friend. She's a photographer and mm-hmm. she has hired a web designer like a year ago or so. And she said that the web designer, so it's a little bit different, but very similar, sent her a questionnaire, like a huge homework. And she said mm-hmm. she really didn't like that because if she's already paying, then she doesn't want to spend money and time. She mm-hmm. would rather spend either money or time. Mm-hmm. So she said that she got this like overwhelming questionnaire. And also in the questionnaire, they asked her for a Pinterest board. And mm-hmm. she said, I didn't know how to put it together. I was yeah. just like adding things just because, and then the final result is not there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Because she's just like, oh, I really like this. And I like how soft this is. I like how mm-hmm. feminine this is, but I also like how strong this is. And she's like looking at my board. I like every single piece of it, but they don't work well together. And they're
yeah,
not,
not as a whole. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. That's why. So like I said, that's why I do a questionnaire and a call and then the questionnaire is kind of optional. I let them know like, hey, if you want to get this down, if you want to get your thoughts down on paper or, you know, just type it out, go for it. But we're going to go over all this anyways on a call. So And I found like it varies. Like some people will go into a lot of depth and detail into the questionnaire, and some people will just do kind of like quick answers. I'm probably like the latter. I would probably do just quick answers. I'm at the point too where if I'm hiring somebody, I want somebody to do it for me and take it off my plate.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so I agree that, you know, you have to at least get the information from the client, and however you're doing that based on your own process, but then also what's best for the client as well.
Yeah. And what would you say, like, how has the one concept method like impacted your workflow and efficiency as a designer? I feel like in some, you know, like in some cases, it can be like, oh, this is like now way faster. It doesn't take as much time. But also, since you have to provide one concept instead of providing 5-6 for them to choose from, like maybe it takes, you know, more time. So I'm really curious to hear about your workflow and efficiency.
Yeah. So overall, it's vastly sped up my overall like speed that I can get things done. And also, like I said, like I'm 10 plus years into this. So naturally, I'm going to get faster at my job and more confident in my decisions. And so that's paired with it as well. But I'm at the point where branding used to take me like 4 to 6 weeks. And now I can, now I've been doing sprints where I'll do it in a week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit different. It's not like a fully custom brand where we're not doing like all of the collateral items and stuff, but I can create a brand concept from start to finish within a week. And I have found that the most extensive part of the process really is creating the presentation for the client. It's not necessarily coming up with like the logo type and the icon and all of that. Like that, I feel like it's already in my head and just kind of like pours out once I start designing. The hardest part is translating it into something that the client can digest and understand and visualize in the real world when I'm presenting it to them, and really making it something that they can take and use in their own marketing and understand like my vision and theirs combined to what they can use in the real world.
Yeah, definitely. Because I feel like, I mean, they're not designers. We often mm-hmm. blame clients, mm-hmm. but sometimes it's us not being able to communicate well mm-hmm. and present the designs well. Like I still remember presenting like 10 different options, black and white, or mm-hmm. I mean, it yep. had colors,
on a white background.
But it's like
yeah.
on a white background, they're just like sending uh-huh. like one JPEG or PDF like yep. attached to an email. Like, here mm-hmm. you go.
yeah.
Versus now when we are presenting something, we use mock-ups, we download, mm-hmm. you know, because clients mm-hmm. cannot really picture it. You know, they... Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, I'm not sure. It's too simple. But when mm-hmm. you put it like on a packaging design or storefront or whatever, it's not as simple anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I always say I used to do the same thing too. I would put, you know, just present it on a white background and say like, here you go. And it's just so hard for them to visualize it in the real world. So now I always use mockups that are relevant to the type of brand that we're working with. And like I said, that's probably the thing that takes the longest, is creating those mock-ups and making it really just stand out and shine for them to be able to see and like fall in love with. And that I think is like such a big part of what sells it also, is like present it in real time. So we do a Zoom call and we go over it and I send the presentation, and I don't expect them to have feedback on the call, but sometimes they do and we can chat through it. And I think that really is what helps reduce the revisions and helps have the one concept method be successful.
Yeah, definitely. And when you say that that in the past you would complete a project like that in 3 to 4 weeks and now it takes you a week, does that mean mm-hmm. like Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, or is it like part-time, full-time?
Yeah, so with the sprints, they essentially, it's again, like it's a lot of communication with the client. Like basically it's for people who want something quickly or maybe don't want to pay for like a super custom brand, but still want something that's customized to their business. So basically what we do is I'll send them, we've already had like our call and everything. And like once they've signed on to work, we'll start on the Monday and we'll have the discovery call. I'll get all of the foundation information. So that was like the ideal client, core values. We'll talk about the creative direction. And then that day I will send that document. So I call it the brand foundation document. They need to approve it that day or give me feedback so that I can edit as needed. And then on Tuesday, I begin design. And usually around like Thursday, I'll wrap up the design. And then on Friday, we'll have the call where we present the concept. And ideally, if there are no changes, then I'll go ahead and use, I have like a templated style guide now so that it's pretty easy for me to just like boom, 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 put it all in there. And then we'll finalize the brand on Friday. So yeah, it's a Monday through Friday. I work most days until like two, kind of depends with my kid's schedule. But yeah, so for the most part, sprint projects have been what I've been really loving lately because I can just get it done in a week. The clients have it quicker. And, you know, as I've gotten faster at my job, it means that I should be able to be more profitable, right? Like, what's more profitable, a $5,000 branding project over 4 weeks or a $5,000 project over 1 week? 1 week is, right? You know, so if I could do two of those in a month and a couple websites, then I'm good to go. So
I was just about to ask, like, how many projects can you take on per month if one project takes a week? So would that mean like a maximum for clients? And are you a solo designer in your agency or do you have a team?
Yeah,
I know, so that sounds like a few different questions.
No, that's okay. But so second question first, I have a virtual assistant who's amazing and wouldn't be able to do it without her. And then I also have a junior designer who's also amazing and I wouldn't be able to do it without her. She helps me with some client work, but then a lot of stuff like for my own business, like she helps me with like Pinterest designs or like create, like updating my portfolio and creating it into social posts that I can put out. She'll export files and format the style guide for me. I'm working on a rebrand for myself, so she's helping me with that. She's great. So I do have a small team. And then the first question, what was the first question? Oh, how many clients do I work? So I definitely do not do like four sprints in a month. I would probably do two max. I also do, because I would do web design also. So I would do like I do also 2 week sprints. So it would be brand and web. So I would probably only do one or two of those in a month.
In a month. Okay.
Yeah.
And what advice do you have for designers to like effectively communicate the value of a single concept to clients who might be used to multiple options?
Yeah. So I forget exactly what I have in my project proposal, but I think essentially it's like, you're coming to us because we're the creative expert, and rather than give you three watered down solutions, we're going to focus on the one that we feel is the best after trying all of the different options behind the scenes. We're going to focus on the one that we feel is the best and deliver that to you in its entirety so that you can see it.
Yeah, I love that. Because in the past, like I'm always comparing because I cannot even believe that I was in, like offering so many. And also like many of those logos, I would say that they were not as quality as when you present one.
Yep.
And I know I already asked you this, but like if the client doesn't like something, we also do offer changes. Either those are like revisions. We do have like sets up to three, but it really never gets to that. Like it's maybe like one or two revisions. And we did have the last time, actually maybe like the only time that I can remember is in 2021. I think it was like January, February, where we went through the whole brand strategy. We had the mood board and concepts, like everything was great. And then we presented one logo design and the client was like, no, that's not it.
Yeah.
And at first I was like, but it's, you know, it is. So like I had to figure out how to explain like the process and why we got to that logo design that we got to with a client. But as we talked more about her brand, we went back to the brand strategy and mood board, I realized that maybe the client was right. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just something that like revisions are not a bad thing, you know, and a lot of designers are so afraid of it. When the client said, I think that the font is too thin for what we are trying to communicate, I was like, oh my God, she's right. She's right. Yeah. It's too thin. It needs to be a little bit stronger. And then when we made changes, we found a completely different logo, completely different typography, completely like everything was kind of like starting from scratch. But I designed it in like 10 minutes because I knew exactly what we needed to do in order to translate the brand strategy into the visuals.
Yeah, I agree. Like changes are not always bad. And like, it's important too for the client, if they have input for them to be able to give it and feel heard and like they are, you know, as much as it's not necessarily about them, it's about their ideal client. It is their business and it needs to have like a little bit of that infusion of their own self into it as well. And if that's them giving feedback or having input, then by all means, like, I think that's a good thing. Yeah. So changes are not bad. They happen and you just make them. Did you go to school for design?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you're probably familiar with like the brutality of like critiques and design professors. I feel like clients giving me feedback now is like nothing compared to what I went through in design school. So I'm like, okay, like I'll make the change. It's no big deal.
Yeah. I mean, I'm originally from Serbia, and in Serbia, we don't really have like a high school. It's a specialized high school. So that's why when I was 15, I started my graphic design high school. Yeah. And then after that, finished the Academy of Arts. But even then, nobody teaches you how to talk and communicate with clients. You're just teaching the design and creative freedom and all the things. Mm-hmm. But it's really not, it doesn't help with clients and running your own business. I think that they prepare you really well to work for someone, to apply for jobs, to work for, you know, a design studio, like established design studio where you have all the, you know, maybe like more creative, like freedom and flexibility. And then you have a creative director, someone who's going to direct you in the right, you know, whatever, but they don't prepare you to run your own business.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that's what I found too. I was absolutely clueless, and which, I mean, everybody is, right? When they're finished with school, you don't know what you're doing. You have to learn along the way. But I was not prepared for the real world in design at all after school. Yeah. So had lots of learning along the way.
Definitely. I mean, even when I finished the Academy of Arts for graphic and web design, and then I found a job in one science and printing company, and it was fine. But after 8 months, I was like, you know what? Like, I want to freelance. I want to do my own thing. I want more flexibility and freedom. You actually realize that you have less flexibility and freedom until you figure out how to find your ideal clients who are going to give you that flexibility and freedom when you can, like, position yourself as an expert, where you have the power of, like, just explaining that you're an expert and that you want to truly help them.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Yeah. So for our listeners, like who are interested maybe like in trying out the one concept method, like what steps or tips can you offer for a successful transition going from, let's say, offering three concepts to one?
Yeah. So I would say first up, like making sure that you have the confidence in yourself to be able to really know that you can do one concept and deliver it to the client with the best solution possible. So I would say, you know, having a few years or at least a year under your belt of brand design experience would be really helpful. And then from there, just being really open and clear with your clients that this is your process and coming up with a creative direction that's approved by the client prior to design is really important. And then from there, being flexible with changes as needed, if it's not something that they love. But for the most part, you know, having confidence in yourself and creating a design that is backed by that brand foundation and creative direction should help you be successful in starting using this method.
Yeah. And when it comes to pricing, do you now charge less or more because you're providing one concept only?
No, I definitely charge more now. I think like prior to using the one concept method, I was like probably maxing out at like $1,500 for branding. And that was delivering three concepts, like unlimited changes. And now for like the sprints, like those sprint packages that I do, that's probably like the lower end that starts at $5,000.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. And is there anything else you would like to add to our conversation that you think our listeners should know about?
Yeah. So if anybody is interested in learning more about the one concept method, I do have a free workshop that basically walks you through my whole entire branding process and shows you just a little bit more about the one concept method that's on my website. So you can go to Studio Seaside and then under free resources, you'll find it. And then if you want to dive in even more, I do have a course called Brand Process Savvy, which one small part of it is the one concept method, but basically it's like my whole process from positioning yourself as a creative expert, finding clients, doing the brand identity all the way to like exporting final files on my site as well.
Amazing. I'm going to link that below this episode. Well, thank you so much for being here today with me. And can you tell us where we can find you online? Yeah, like, your Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok. Where do you hang out?
Yeah, thank you for having me. So on Instagram, studio.seaside is my studio account. And then I have haley.fetters for my like educational and coaching account for designers. And then I also hang out on TikTok, which is studio.seaside as well.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It was so nice chatting with you.
Thank you for joining us today on The Profitable Graphic Designer. In addition to this podcast, we have created some amazing online courses to help you set up your business, get more clients, and scale to the income level you desire. If you need help developing your graphic brand or web portfolio so it stands out, if you want to learn how to create proposals new clients will say yes to, if you're still trying to figure out how much to charge for your services, and if becoming the go-to designer for your dream clients is your goal this year, then I invite you to enroll in my signature 12-week program, The Profitable Designer, or one of our other specialized online courses. To learn more about it and get started, visit AventivAcademy.com. See you next time.